Restoring My Soul, Monday the 29th of November. Two prayer meetings. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul contrasted the mind that is set on the flesh with the mind that is set on the Spirit. He explained that those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. He identified that the outcome for those who set their mind on the flesh is death. In contrast to this, the outcome for those who set their mind on the things of the Spirit is life and peace. In Romans chapter 7, using his own experience, Paul described the carnal problem for a Christian. Even though we may delight in the Word of God when it is proclaimed to us, we have another law in our heart which keeps bringing us into bondage to the law of sin. When we recognize this problem, which is common to us all, we need to choose which prayer meeting we are going to join in our search for a remedy. The Apostle Paul described two distinct prayer meetings. He described the carnal prayer meeting in Romans chapter 7 and the spiritual prayer meeting in Romans chapter 8. The central feature of the carnal prayer meeting is a perpetual cry to God for deliverance from the body of death. If we continually seek the Lord for deliverance in this way, we will often be looking to others for deliverance as well. This may include our spouse, other family members, friends, health practitioners, and religious leaders. However, rather than continually crying out for deliverance, we need to recognize that if we have been born of the Spirit, we can and must set our mind on the things of the Spirit by joining a completely different prayer meeting. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8 verses 5 and 6 and Romans chapter 7 verses 22 to 24. For further study, Romans chapter 7.